USA Radio News.
The White House said President Joe Biden stands by his campaign pledge to nominate a black woman to the Supreme Court. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki would not confirm the news of Justice Stephen Breyer's retirement on Wednesday, but did say,
"Well, I've commented on this previously. The president has stated and reiterated his commitment to nominating black women to the Supreme Court and certainly stands by that."
A requirement to get vaccinated against COVID-19 kicks in Thursday for millions of healthcare workers in about half of U.S. states. The mandate will start in states that did not challenge the Biden administration rule. The mandate will take effect later in February for the other states that filed lawsuits. Earlier this month, the U.S. Supreme Court lifted injunctions that had put the vaccine mandate on hold. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
It's really fantastic. You know, I'm pretty active sports-wise, and no muscle strains. I get up in the morning, like no stiff back, nothing. I never get sick. I mean, literally, never get sick. And if I feel like there's a little something coming on, I'll take like a mega dose. Next day, it's gone. I mean, just my overall health is fantastic. And I plan to continue taking this because I'm convinced it absolutely contributes to your well-being, to your health. It's keeping you healthy. Let your body do what it's supposed to do.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
An old SpaceX booster rocket will crash into the moon on March 4th.
After 7 years, a SpaceX rocket is on a collision course with the moon after hurling through space. The booster was originally launched from Florida in February 2015, but after completing a long burn of its engines and sending a satellite off, the rocket's second stage became derelict, and here we are. An impact should happen March 4th. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The EPA is taking a series of enforcement actions to address air pollution, unsafe drinking water, and other problems afflicting minority communities in three Gulf Coast states. The EPA's actions follow a Journey to Justice tour by Administrator Michael Reagan last fall in Mississippi, Louisiana, and Texas. The EPA will conduct unannounced inspections of chemical plants, refineries, and other industrial sites suspected of polluting air and water. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
If you're over the age of 40, you should make exercise a priority.
A new study is revealing the impact 10 minutes of exercise can have on adults over 40. More than 110,000 United States deaths could be prevented each year if those over 40 added 10 minutes of physical activity to their daily routines. That's according to the journal JAMA Internal Medicine. The study also noting that an increase of 20 or 30 minutes could have an even larger impact. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Nissan is recalling more than 793,000 small SUVs in the U.S. and Canada because water can get into the wiring in the driver's footwell, cause corrosion, and it could start a fire. The recall covers Nissan Rogue SUVs from the 2014 through 16 model years. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell backed up his group's idea that an interest rate hike in March is likely. The belief is that a slightly higher rate might help slow inflation. YouTube has permanently pulled conservative talk show host Dan Bongino off its platform for violating its terms of service, according to The Hill. Bongino's YouTube channels were suspended earlier this month over a video in which he claimed masks are, quote, useless in preventing the spread of COVID-19. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.